Today, when the bathroom scale tips forward in that higher direction, we have a vast array of resources to call upon to help us fight back. There are countless weight loss magazines, videos, and TV shows at our beck and call in the never-ending battle to offset the effects of too many ice cream sundaes. But just when did the public first enlist the media in the fight to stay slim? In a moment, you will hear some of the first sounds from when the mass media came to the rescue in the battle with the bathroom scale. You're listening to Echoes of History. I'm Anthony Wellman. Just after the end of World War I, Americans turned their focus from the troubles of Europe back home to the United States and settled into a new era of industrialization, prosperity, and modernity. New fashions, new cars, new music, and new entertainment forms evolved. Moving pictures, radio, and the phonograph, all helping America enlighten and entertain itself. Along with other changes in fashions, came a change in standards of physical beauty. Suddenly it seemed the old, popular, full-bodied figures of 19th century America were being replaced by new standards of beauty, the youthful, trim, athletic form. To be slender was to be modern, and the 1920s was all about being modern.
Dear madam, before you start your first lesson, permit me to explain just what I will accomplish for you as your physical director. Let me emphasize two things. The first is that you must do your part as faithfully as I do mine. The second is, if you do, results cannot fail. I can reduce you just as surely as I have reduced the thousands of other women who have placed themselves under my direction. I have no failures simply because I employ nothing but nature's own laws. You are going to lose weight naturally, therefore the change will be permanent.
A physical trainer and entrepreneur from Chicago named Wallace Rogerson had taught in person and by printed instructions by mail order during the first two decades of the 20th century. Around 1920, he came up with an idea to improve his mail order program by supplementing his printed instructions with phonograph records of his voice, set to music, to help keep time and make the exercises more fun. It was the new, modern way to exercise, in the privacy of your own home, to music.
Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 1, 2, up, down, up, down.
Rogerson called it his music method, and claimed by 1922 that he had sold some 50,000 sets of exercise records. One can imagine parlors all across America as exercisers closed the doors, pulled down the window shades, carefully placed the voice of Wallace Rogerson and his music on their wind-up phonographs, and followed his instructions towards, as he said, that trim physical form that makes life worthwhile. The idea was so good that Rogerson soon had competition from others turning out their own phonograph records, which then, of course, spread to the new medium of radio, and years later to television, and finally, home video and the internet. These historic moments in audio are brought to you by the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, ARSC, working to save our audio heritage. For more information on the world of audio preservation, visit arsc-audio.org. This program was produced at Tabby Sound Studios.